from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. London officials seek more information on attacker. London police said Friday they've made two more arrests in connection with the attack near Parliament. Counterterrorism commander Mark Rowley characterized the arrests as significant, though he did not provide any details. He said nine people are currently in custody and one person has been released. Police officials identified the attacker who killed four people near Parliament as Khalid Massoud, a Briton who converted to Islam and had a lengthy criminal record for weapons possession and other charges. Rowley said Massoud's birth name was Adrian Russell Ajao.
So at this point, I would like to appeal specifically to the public. We remain keen to hear from anyone who Khalid Massoud, anyone who knew Khalid Massoud well.
In the meantime, British Home Secretary Amber Rudd is denying there'd been an intelligence failure because the attacker who mowed down pedestrians and stabbed a policeman to death outside Parliament in London on Wednesday had been known to police.
My experience of the intelligence services is they do a remarkably good job. Let's remember, this is the first Islamist terrorist attack in 4 years. They've foiled 13 since 2013. I'm sure we'll get more information over the next few days and few weeks, but I have complete confidence in our intelligence services.
Armed police shot and killed Massoud moments after the attack. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a free man after being detained in prisons and hospitals for 6 years following the Arab Spring uprising in 2011. He left a military hospital on Friday. Mubarak was the first leader to face trial after the Arab Spring uprisings that swept the region. He was accused of inciting deaths of protesters in the 18-day revolt. This is VOA News. New York police say a 28-year-old white man from Baltimore from the U.S. State of Maryland traveled to New York City last week to engage in a killing spree on African-American men. James Jackson allegedly chose to kill in New York because he thought he would receive the maximum amount of media coverage there. However, he stopped after killing just one man, 66-year-old Timothy Kaufman. Jackson killed Kaufman with a sword on Monday and went to police station on Wednesday to confess. He was charged with murder as a hate crime on Thursday and is being held without bail. The Pakistan government says terrorists are financing their activities through waves of crime, including extortion, drug trafficking, and kidnapping. Pakistani media say the yet-to-be-released report cites the more than 200 local and international terrorist organizations generating billions of Pakistani rupees to fund their activities. Afghanistan's Taliban has refuted media reports that its representatives recently visited neighboring Pakistan and discussed with officials there the prospect of holding direct peace talks with Kabul. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA on Friday that the media reports have been rejected as none of their leaders has traveled to Islamabad, nor has he met with any official there, but he did not outrightly deny reports his group may also attend a Moscow meeting if invited. The Taliban have long refused to hold direct talks with Afghanistan, calling it a puppet of the United States. President Donald Trump told House Republicans the time for negotiations on a crucial health care vote has ended. With more, VOA's congressional reporter Catherine Gibson from Capitol Hill.
The dealmaker president could not bring his own divided party together, at least for now. President Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan failed to deliver what they so desperately needed, enough votes for a repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, on the 7th anniversary of its signing. The hope now is that an extra day in Washington will build that consensus among lawmakers, as Republicans realize failure on this national health care bill will throw the president's agenda into jeopardy. Catherine Gibson, Capitol Hill, VOA News.
And that vote that could shape the future of the Republican Party is scheduled for later on today. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York said Thursday he would lead a filibuster against appeals court Judge Neil Gorsuch. Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.